Castology.
Welcome back, lovely listeners, to another episode of Castology, the podcast that reviews podcasts and then tells you which podcasts you need to listen to. We are your castologists. As always, I am Patrick Shearer. Across from me is
Liz Best.
And to my right,
Zane C. Weber.
You're not really as always Patrick Shearer, because we were just discussing how many different voices you can do in a different character podcast that you're about to do.
Yeah, but that doesn't take place on this podcast.
It's true, but it's not as always. You're He's as always here.
Down the line.
I'm consistently Patrick on this podcast.
Yeah, it's a very
you
Patrick.
You were Trick for a while.
No, yeah, Trick, you, that was...
Trick and the Zane train is making a comeback in the morning.
Oh my.
We could, yeah, we'll do a special spin-off episode where we do that.
Let's do it.
But let's get down to brass tacks. What do we usually do? We usually recommend a podcast, don't we?
Yep.
That's the first step.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's step
number
one.
Dose is to review last week's recommendations. And then step three, we tell you... we just do like a sort of sign-off-y kind of thing.
Yeah, social media.
Tell
yeah,
you where social to find media. TNC.com.au. Rate, review, subscribe.
UK.
Yep.
Yeah.
Liz, why don't you give us a recommendation for this week?
Guys, I'm so excited about this podcast that I'm recommending that I moved it up about 10 places.
Say what?
Liz has not been able to stop talking about this podcast for weeks.
I've only listened to it like a week and a half ago, so that's not true.
Weeks.
Okay,
weeks
so
and days.
The podcast is called Terms. It is a Wondery co-pro, but it is not a Wondery podcast, so they just put it out.
So
I'm not obsessed with Wondery. Shut up. So
you definitely learned about this from a Wondery podcast though, didn't you?
No, I actually looked up the audio drama category in Apple Podcast and then scrolled as far down as I could to try and – but then it's jumped up quite a few places since then. So Terms. Terms is a radio political thriller podcast. Each episode's about 10 to 15 minutes long, which I – friggin' loved. It is written by Robert McCollum and Michael Federico, with Lindsey Graham as creator, just to give the people their dues.
As in Senator Lindsey Graham?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So basically what this is about...
But it is a political thriller.
Now
it
stop is. Me if you've heard this before.
Okay.
It's about...
Stop.
That's all it's about. It's just about stop. No, it's about a country called the United States of America.
Okay, I've definitely heard of that.
Yep. Who elected a president who...
With you so far.
Who is that. Used to saying things in the public that are a little bit shooting from the hip, a little bit sexist, maybe a little bit racist.
No, you've lost me.
He's not a man.
Sounds like a loose unit.
He's a man of the people, and that's why the people are electing him. He's come... From the back of it's, they're both Republican presidents, so they tried not to do the bipartisanship. But I loved it because it is so close to what is happening in the States at the moment that it made me desperate for a do-over ending. So I was listening to it going, oh God, what's going to happen? Maybe if I listen, it will change history.
So is that what this is, a do-over?
It's sort of, it's the way that it's been imagined. I can't imagine that they didn't deliberately know exactly what they were doing by making the president very Trump-esque. And it's about what happens between the days that he is president-elect to inauguration day. Mm. And it's a thriller. And honestly, because...
And limited season?
Limited season. They're talking about a season two at the moment. So each episode's 10 or 15 minutes long. So it's that kind of thing where each episode ends on like a cliffhanger or point of intrigue. So that I think the whole thing's only 70 minutes long.
Okay.
To listen to the whole thing. So I just kept listening. And I was listening on the way home from the last time we recorded, and I was so close to the end that I just ran a bath, sat my phone on the side of the sink, and was sitting there like just washing myself, listening to this podcast. So I got a bit addicted because I wanted to know. I was hoping it was going to be like an Inglorious Bastards like wish fulfillment, you know. Anyway, political thriller, Terms. I liked the acting. Go listen to it. Start from the start. Tell me what you thought.
It's interesting to think that you excitedly listen to this radio drama in your bath, just like people probably 70 years ago excitedly listened to radio dramas that came on the talkies.
It's true. They probably weren't nude in the bath. Well, maybe they were in the bath.
Yeah, maybe some that was like a thing. Yeah.
Well, look, sometimes I just bring my laptop in and watch TV in the bath. But this time I was like engrossed. I had like 15 minutes to go and I was like, nope. And I was like, you know, washing my hair. And all of a sudden when the thing in the last episode happened, I just stopped and was like, oh.
I wonder if like little sort of social familial gatherings around the radio, that sort of thing, might see a resurgence. Rather than people just crowding around a TV to watch a show, maybe they'll tune in.
Do you think that podcasts can be group listening activities? Have you ever done that? Every time someone gets into my car.
We've done it not in the same space, but at the same time.
But every time someone gets into my car, I'll turn the podcast off because I assume they don't want to listen to it.
I just want to talk. I think that's what TV has over radio, is that you have something for your eyes to do and you can talk and not listen to it at the same time. Whereas if you're listening, you can't talk either. It's very hard to communicate with just your eyes. Though I found a new hill to die on recently.
Oh, yes.
Yep. I don't know why sign language isn't taught in schools.
Yeah,
it is such a useful skill for literally everyone.
I think that and the phonetic alphabet should be taught.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's weird. It's a weird
Wish I knew sign language, because like you're at a music festival, you can't hear someone. Yeah. Use sign language. It's not just
the SWAT,
hand
signals.
We're in theatre.
Like, communicate backstage.
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
Anyway.
Die
on that hill. I will die on that hill with you.
Yeah.
So terms. Political thriller.
Sorry, that just reminds me of, I've listened to at least three podcasts where they've talked about this guy who tried to invent the new universal language.
Is that Esperanto?
Maybe, no, I can't remember the specifics of it, but maybe it was something that one of you guys has suggested, but then also in an earlier podcast that I listened to, and it got sort of weird and culty, but what this guy was working on was like a really useful language, and then they started teaching it to deaf kids, and I can't remember, and then he wanted copyright or something like that. I don't know. I'll have to.
You can't copyright if you want it to be a universal language. That's
Remember what it was. Or he got upset, and what it was sort of. It was something about symbols. It was like using symbols to communicate, sort of not dissimilar, I imagine, to hieroglyphics.
To Arrival.
It is ringing a very
the
small
movie Arrival.
Bell.
Yeah, it was like on a Radiolab type podcast. You know, like the one that you've recommended that we're going to be reviewing. In a moment, just juicy little tidbit kind of history kind of things.
Right.
We'll have to do a little addendum or something.
I feel like we've got another tangential, Patrick.
Definitely.
Yes.
Patrick's hosting, it always
it's
happens.
It's true. Okay, so what are we doing next?
Why don't you tell us about your recommendation?
Okay, I am also doing a political podcast.
Ooh.
This isn't an audio drama though. This is a kind of current affairs state of things as they are, called Left, Right and Center from KCRW. So the conceit of the show is that the host is the centrist, and then he gets someone from the left and someone from the right to discuss a particular issue. Sometimes there's more than one segment, and so he gets more than one guest.
Do they ever have like massive beef with each other and start yelling?
They're usually pretty polite when they disagree.
Beef.
Yes. though I will say,
It's not crossfire.
It's not a debate podcast either. It's usually they spoke when addressed to, and then they don't speak when someone else is talking. But I will say it's not the extreme left and it's not the extreme right. These are people that are involved in politics every day, either journalists who are like following, and it is American, of course. So it is journalists that are following, or it is people like advisors or consultants in the actual political process talking about what's going on. And like a lot of it now is Trump, but before Trump, it was a lot of like what's going on in Congress, what's going on in the Senate, what is happening with international relations, whatever is big. That in that time, they get the experts in to kind of give both sides of the argument, moderated by someone who purportedly is in the center.
Mm.
Yeah.
Love the premise.
Yeah. And it is terrestrial radio as well. So it is broadcast on the radio and then submitted as a podcast as well. KCRW and this particular host do a lot of other podcasts as well. It's all the president's lawyers. They're specifically about Donald Trump and the legal troubles and all those sorts of things. But left, right and centre, I've been listening to this one again for...
Literally years?
Almost a decade now. It's been a long time. Yeah. This was one of the first ones that I... First political podcast that I started listening to regularly.
Cool.
Well, there you have it.
I feel like I missed out on something important about terms.
Go ahead.
Because I was just... When you were talking about Donald Trump, the whole premise of it is that it's the people from his own party are trying to stop him from becoming the president.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think I said that part of it. I said it was just the time between. They're both Republicans. But yeah, it's that the outgoing president knows that he cannot have this president come in, even though it's from his own party, and it's all the backroom deals to try and stop him from becoming elected. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's good. That's a handy, important part of the podcast.
You'd say it's the entire premise of it that I got so excited about that I forgot to mention.
Yeah, okay. And so that's pretty much left, right and centre.
Left, right and centre.
I recommend like you jump right in at the most recent one.
Yeah.
Because with the...
So you can get a hot take.
With a turnover of issues, like you can listen to something from 2 weeks ago and it is totally irrelevant
old
now.
Old news. That makes me so sad. 24-hour news cycle sucks.
And usually they do try to go a little deep and give a bit of history, but again, like things are happening so quickly that it's usually something that happened that day that they're talking about.
How long are the eps?
Between 25, 35, not too long. Mm-hmm. Again, the segments are between...
That's a nice little hot take, quick.
Yeah. So the first segment is usually, if there is more than... one, usually 15, 20 is a bit larger than the follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like little bits just like tweet of the day or tweet of the week so that someone has tweeted something witty and they want to bring it in or gives their view on something quite adroitly or like they get the guests to get up on their soapbox and like, this issue isn't being dealt with, deal with it, blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's a nice bite size of the good part of politics.
Right.
Kind of where people trying to solve problems rather than talking heads, debating
at
about
each other. Yelling at each other.
I like that. More of that.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to that. And to yours too, Liz.
Thanks.
And to you also as well, unto mine. Maybe. I don't know.
Let's see.
Norm Macdonald Live, it's called. It's not live anymore. I don't think they're actually recording episodes like this in this capacity anymore.
Uh-huh.
This was a YouTube show.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I consumed most of it, but they also had the podcast version. But now that Norm has his own Netflix show called Norm Macdonald Has a Show, I'm pretty sure Netflix tried to get rid of all that footage of YouTube content.
Oh, nasty.
But I did manage, and you helped too, Liz.
I did manage.
Yeah. Well... Yes. To find where we can listen to this audio podcast.
Do you know how I found that?
By Googling it?
I literally clicked on the first thing after you Googled Norm Macdonald Live.
Yeah, that's how I found it too.
But
I just,
you told us to look on Spotify.
Well, I just saw that
it was
on Spotify and I figured rather than send you to that website, what was that called?
Podtail.
Yeah. I was like, if it's on Spotify, that's probably better just because I saw that the link was up. But no, Podtail is a more reliable place to consume it.
What is this about?
This is Norm Macdonald, who is one of the world's most famous and loved comedians, former host of Weekend Update on SNL.
And loved.
Yeah.
That's rare.
Former Canadian, probably still Canadian, actually. But always, what's the word? Never really bowing to the... I don't know what you'd call it, the sort of things that you might have to bow to in order to be a celebrity. Like he never
shoots from the hip.
He never really gave
rules,
a shit. Like even when he got fired but from SNL, like
he got fired?
He got fired from SNL because he wouldn't stop making jokes about OJ Simpson.
And that's not a reason to fire someone.
The network head was good friends with OJ Simpson at the time.
Yeah, that's probably a career limiter.
Yeah. But he didn't really give a shit and just sort of kept going and then they invited him back and then he made fun of them for inviting him back. He's like, oh, so either I've gotten funnier or the show is shit and that's why you've invited me back.
So
and
Norm Macdonald, he's Drew Carey show, right?
He might have been on the Drew Carey show.
I think he was, yeah.
He was like one of the friends.
Yeah.
I think he was on Roseanne for a bit as well.
Yeah, he was on Roseanne. Yeah. He used to write for Roseanne as well, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, he's sort of been in the comedy world for a long time and is immensely respected.
I feel
by
like
comedians.
If you Google him, you will recognize his face.
See, the thing is, in Australia, we didn't get much of him. I only knew him as, oh, that's that guy from Billy Madison.
I love Billy Madison.
Yeah, he's Billy's drunk friend in the pool who's like, oh, hey, Billy.
So what is this podcast?
This is a podcast that he does with, well, did with his offside Adam Egott, who works at the Comedy Store, the world famous Comedy Store mm-hmm. in LA, who's the booking agent. And then each week they'll just get a famous comedian or actor or whoever on and then just tell jokes and talk shit. I love it. It's just so off the cuff. Like, if you watch this show on YouTube, be like, there's nothing like this anywhere else, because there's no rules there. That's the beauty of doing like a YouTube show. And I've watched the Netflix show since then, and it's quite good, but it's just that little bit more produced, and it's
you
that little bit more tame.
You can tell that he's got his overlords telling him
just,
what he is and
not,
isn't allowed
it's
to
not
say.
It's not the pure, you know, ridiculous comedic
unfiltered
experience that Norm Macdonald Live was. So I recommend you just find a guest that you like. I think I put in a couple of recommendations.
You
I think
sure
there's
did.
About 25 episodes
yeah,
up
yeah.
on Podtail. Just podtail.com, T-A-I-L.
You've recommended Andy Dick. Now, I want to know why you've recommended Andy Dick.
Because I'm a huge Andy Dick fan. It's just that episode, the chemistry is really, really
Are you
good.
Aware of Andy Dick?
I'm aware, and they talk about it on the thing.
Okay.
I mean, what
Talk
are you
about
aware,
what?
Of, aware of?
What
I
are
mean,
you aware
just
that I'm not aware
of? String
of
sexual harassment slash rape slash drugs things that have gone on.
Well, not so much that, but he's talked about how he's exposed himself and all that kind
there
of
have
stuff.
Been, yeah. So I've done a little bit of research.
Yes.
Should we save this for the review part?
Well, I'm just going to say, like, the Andy Dick episode was released in 2013.
Right.
So and when did
this
stuff come?
Since?
Both before, big stuff afterwards.
Right. Okay. I'm not aware of the big stuff afterwards,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, listen to the Jim Carrey one then.
Okay. I'll listen
to
a
like
few.
I
always listen
Merchant
to at least
one
three.
As well. I recommended that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so let's move on to the reviews.
The reviews.
Yes.
The reviews then. Liz, what did you bring for us?
I think it was the Good Place podcast.
It was indeed.
So the Good
ding,
Place
ding,
podcast
ding.
Is just basically a behind-the-scenes podcast of the TV show NBC's The Good Place, which will be airing its final season, well, probably already now as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mark Evan Jackson hosts. They get stars, writers, Kristen Bell, who I love, Ted Danson, who I love. What do we think?
This...
Considering
before,
it got you watching the TV
I, before
show.
Before I listened to this, I was like dreading it because it reminded me of those, you know, that Game of Thrones show where it's about Game of Thrones and it's
oh,
all the
no,
actors.
It's not like that
Or like
though.
The Walking Dead one. I'm like, this is the death of Western
it's
civilization.
It's not a recap,
it? TV shows about TV
it's
shows.
It's not a recap.
That's what
they
I was
talk
anticipating,
to the people
sort
and the process.
Like, I was like, this is going to be a cancer. But it wasn't. It was really great.
And
I
they
really
talk philosophy.
I really enjoyed. I listened to three episodes. I listened to one that had Paul Scheer on.
Yeah.
I listened to one that had Ted Danson on with the creator.
Scheer. What's his name?
Yeah.
Michael Scheer. Okay. Same guy who did Parks and Rec.
Yeah, Michael Scheer. And then the other one I did was just had Lin-Manuel Miranda on just because I was just like, well, let's just listen to these three because they were sort of up towards the top. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. It wasn't the sort of. It was a little kiss-arsy though, where everyone was talking about how great they were and how good the whole thing was. Which I mean, I get you're doing a show together and you really appreciate it and you're very.
And if you've
about
listened
it.
To the newer episodes, they're getting close to the end of everything, so they'll probably be a little bit
yeah,
like
they're a bit
patting
like,
everyone.
Oh my god, you're amazing, and this was amazing, and this has been so amazing, but it is pretty good. So
I liked the little
person to start burning bridges.
I like the little segment at the end where Mark Evan Jackson always goes, "What's good?" And
yeah,
they just have to
yeah.
talk about something that's good.
Yeah.
I
enjoyed
Evan
it.
I
like
Mark
Evan
Jackson.
Jackson
so much.
I like Ted Danson a lot.
I just want a little Mark Evan Jackson to keep on my desk.
Yeah. Oh, me too. You know, Ted Danson wise, there's this supercut of Ted Danson touching people's shoulders. No, touching people's shoulders before he leaves a scene. So he'll just like blah, 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 blah. And then leave, like touch the shoulders, leave. He just does it almost every scene. It's
yeah,
adorable.
He's so good in that show. And then they brought up this one
especially
part.
In the final episode of season one, the face flip change. Yes. It's the great. And the episode where he talks about that, they got him to do it 50 different ways and he was still wasn't happy. They're like, no, we've got it. We've got it. Seriously, Ted, we've got it. He's like, can I just try one more thing? Mm. And it was how he did it.
Yeah, I like shit like that. Mm. I think Michael Schur was talking about one instance. It was the scene where Kristen Bell's character was telling Ted Danson's character that he's got to, you know, pull himself up by his bootstraps and he's got to buck up and this is what he was made to do and all that kind of stuff. And he's just there going, yeah, like, give me more, like signaling her to give him more. And just like how he thought as the creator of the thing, that was just such an excellent choice and just pure improv. And you can see with his characterization how much of it is just him bringing this to his own character. All the little gestures and stuff like that just work so well. Anyway, that's enough Ted Danson ass kiss. It's more about the podcast, but the podcast was good.
I too enjoyed the podcast. Like I said, well, no, sorry, like Pat said, podcasts about a TV show is immediate red flag for me. I'm like, oh, okay. Particularly because I like The Good Place. I'm really interested in The Good Place, but I'm not an uber fan of The Good Place. It's very interesting. The project and the text itself is very interesting to see how it's progressing and how they're dealing with it. I love Mark Evan Jackson. I love Kristen Bell. I love Ted Danson. Like, all these things are great about it. And The Good Place, the podcast is a reflection of all of that. Like, it has all these ingredients that I really like, and it's not hard to listen to at all. I just didn't latch onto it like I didn't latch onto the show. But it's very pleasant. Like, there's no reason not to listen to it.
I kind of wish more people in shows that are like cultishly popular like this would do podcasts like this that aren't just recap and, oh, what did we think of that? What did we think of that? Where you actually talk about how they spent hours researching the philosophy behind it and, you know, sorry, I just burped into the microphone. That was delightful. It's very appropriate. It's kind of something that Eleanor Shellstrop would do. And I just really like, you know, it's not always about the episode. Sometimes they're just talking to the actor and their process and who they are as a person, what they ate that day. I don't know. It's funny.
Yeah. And I think that is where its charm is in that it's not just airtime fill about another show.
Mark Evan Jackson knows what makes good podcasts. And I have a feeling that a lot of the podcast is good because he knows where to steer it. Mm.
Yeah, so it's a recommend from me. I'm not gonna subscribe to it.
If you don't love the show, there's no point.
Oh well, yeah. Having only watched through the show once and not having recently rewatched before I jump back into it, I think it's fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Because it, like you said, it's not even maybe 50% about the show. It's using the show as a jumping off point for the people
that
talk
about
in
the
it.
Philosophy.
Yeah, well, like, the people and the ideas in
that
it.
I'm a moral particularist from watching the show and listening to this podcast.
This one.
Well, our podcast, no.
Yeah, so it's a high recommend from me. I'm not going to subscribe, but I really like it.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be subscribing, but I did enjoy it.
Yeah,
I'll probably listen to a couple more. I do love hearing about actors' processes and all that kind
of
stuff.
Ted Danson's on a few episodes, so jump in and listen to a couple.
Yeah. Cool.
And it's always good to know that you can always go back to this for some Mark Evan Jackson.
Yes. Yep. Mark Evan Jackson, do more things. Everyone else in the world, cast Mark Evan Jackson.
Please.
Please.
And cast me.
Do you hear that, Mark Evan Tarantino? Jackson.
Yeah. And bring back Paul F. Tompkins. And look, let's just pretty much ream out Thrilling Adventure Hour. Thank you and goodbye.
Good.
All right. Zane. Would you like to give us a little recap of what you recommended we listen to?
Do you remember what I recommended?
I don't remember the name. I remember the concept.
The Futility Closet.
That's the one.
It's the Greg and Sandra Ross giving you little bite-sized, interesting nuggets of history and science and unknown things spawned from the blog of the same name that still exists. There are a few books. But yeah, so it's a husband and wife podcast team with lateral thinking puzzles as the dessert at the end of each episode.
I really like the episode that you recommended for me because it was about a Trixie murder.
Trixie
murder. It was about a murder that took place and someone who couldn't possibly have done it who did it.
Yeah.
So it was all
take
about
that
kind of
laws of physics.
It was all about, well, because the whole big deal is they couldn't figure out, like, he'd gotten away with it and they couldn't figure out how he did it. when he had no blood spatter on his clothes? It's because he did it in the nude.
Wow, he's like Dexter.
He did it in the nude. I really liked it. I thought, this is the type of thing that I like. It kind of reminded me of like a not as intellectual QI, in that it's just like random stories of interesting things. And with the puzzle at the end, I from the start thought that I had it. It turned out the answer was way more simple than I thought it was, but I still maintain that my answer to the puzzle would also work.
You will find every couple of weeks where they do like a mail episode, they'll be like, so someone wrote in with the fact that this answer could also be true, and that's absolutely right.
Yeah, well, like I thought it over a few times and I was like, no, 100% mine could also work.
Yeah. Yeah, I think and I know I'm the very one you're talking fucking about. Clever. I as well.
You are.
Yeah. What about you, Patrick?
Yeah, I enjoyed this one quite immensely as well. This was the, what was the name of the episode?
The Astor Place Riot.
Yeah, the second bloodiest riot in the history of New York City, which was sparked by a feud between two actors.
It's true.
Shakespearean actors. One was being sort of, one was sort of representative of America, one was sort of representative of the UK, and because of it was, because of the times and, you know, the rebellion and all that kind of stuff, you had this kind of, what was it? They started out as friends, and then one of them thought the other one was talking shit about them, and then
they started competing.
Just communicate, then, boys, yeah.
And all rating against each other. Back
should have communicated, and then 30 people wouldn't have died in a
in the second bloodiest
in a riot that was sort of had to be quelled by the military.
And have the conversation. Words, people, use your words.
Well, they were using their words.
Use your words to each other and not about each other.
Yeah, so they're credited with driving theatre only to the upper classes and removing it from the
as it should be.
Bastards.
In the aristocracy where it belongs.
Yeah, so like this is surprisingly it's more a little bit more produced than the like saying No Such Thing as a Fish, the QI elves. But still very chatty and personable.
Yeah, you know I like my chatty.
Husband and wife team, they're going to have a good dynamic.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, these
unless
days.
Ideally.
Who knows these days? 50%, don't they say? And I enjoyed the puzzle at the end.
Did you get it?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, technically, I didn't either, so.
No. I started making a sandwich as I got to the puzzle, though, so I was sort of half focused on it. And so before I knew it, it was already solved.
Oh no.
It's because you listen to it at 1.8 times the speed, that so they just solved it really friggin' quickly.
Well. I'm interested if either of you subscribe to this.
I have. I will not be listening to every single episode. I'll have a look at what topics, but I did hit the subscribe button, yes.
The interesting thing about these is the topics are usually things that, well, at least they're things that I don't know about personally, so I don't know whether it's going to be one that I particularly enjoy.
I just kind of look for anything that makes me interested. Like, I don't need to know about it, but if it says murder, I'm probably going to listen.
Yeah.
What's that from?
I don't know. Seance that we did the other night?
Murderer. It's an accusatory murderer.
No shit.
Yep.
That's exactly what
it
is.
I'm not sure what pop culture reference you're making.
No. Write in and tell us, people.
All right.
Patrick. Where are we going now?
We go into the Infinite Monkey Cage.
Mm-hmm. Are we?
Yes. The staged in front of a live audience science / comedic show hosted by Robin Ince.
Now, I just want to get it out there.
What?
I used to listen to this all the time.
Yeah, I figured you would.
And then I stopped listening to it. And, you know, it's
and
just
Brian
kind of
Cox, I was going to say.
Yes.
Who's the main draw card for
it's
me.
It's true, yeah.
He's got such a lovely voice.
I mean, a lot of the BBC presenters do. They're picked specifically for that. It's not the voice. It's not the voices that got on me. It's just, honestly, sometimes it's a little patronizing because when British people talk down to you, it really feels like they're talking down to you.
But is that just like resting bitch voice?
Yes.
Like, because they always sound like they're talking down to you, whether they are or not.
Yeah, it absolutely
is. But when they actually put the intent behind it, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So I listened to a few episodes and yeah, it's really enjoyable. I've resubscribed to it. Again, some comedians are better than others. Some scientists are better than others.
That's the thing.
But, you know,
I was a little disappointed when I heard, I can't remember his name, but he was in the thick of it and he was super funny in that. But then him as a comedian in real life, I was like, ugh.
Awkward.
I mean, it is very similar to like QI.
Yeah.
In presentation. So it's very enjoyable. I mean, I don't think this is something that I look forward to every week. But you know, it's fun enough to listen to.
My episode that I listened to is fascinating. I listened to two. The first one I noped out of because it made me angry because it was about the future of humanity and I talked a lot about climate change and I just started getting really anxious because the Amazon's on fire and we're all going to die. Then I picked one that had a beatboxer on and they were talking about the human voice and the capabilities of the human voice. Ooh. And where you can place different certain things to get certain sounds. And as an actor, like, it was fascinating to kind of listen.
Can you flatten your tongue?
What, like flatten it completely out?
No, like, you know how your tongue is usually quite bunched in your mouth.
Yeah.
Flat, yeah.
Yeah.
This is what I was learning last night at a US accent voice workshop.
Well, they were talking about things like, I think they said the people from, I'm not going to say what country it is because I'm going to get it wrong, but some
Mongolian throat
people,
singing?
No. Some people actually say words on an inhale because he was talking about circular breathing and like saying, no. And so I'm sitting in the car going,
nope,
I can't make it sound like I can't.
How to circular breathe.
But
can
yeah.
I tell you something weird?
Yes.
When I do this thing, and probably lots of people do it. Some people think I'm autistic because of it. I run conversations over in my head
in
preparation.
Everyone does. Yep.
Yeah, I assume so. but when I do it, I match my breathing as if I'm saying the words. Except
I've never noticed if I do that.
I also do it when I breathe in.
Mm.
So it's only when I'm transitioning that I'm not speaking.
Huh.
Right. Yeah.
Do you ever sometimes mouth the words and then your face, your demeanor, your countenance might change depending on what kind of point in the conversation you're at?
My poker face is my superpower,
yeah.
Patrick. It doesn't
See,
happen.
Sometimes I'm playing out one of those conversations in my head and my face changes and I might be looking at someone and they might think
I have the same
I'm directing
thing.
Some sort my, of ire towards them.
My coworker, I'll frequently be going over a conversation I've just had or getting really angry or concerned about it and she'll be like, what happened? And I'm like, oh, nothing.
Yeah.
I just, my face is making my thoughts
just
loud.
I'm just having
a facial
thoughts.
Moment.
Yeah.
but as I think you should listen to it, they're talking all about the mechanics of the lungs and how the entire vocal system and how different we are from animals in terms of, it was just fascinating. I just couldn't deal with the climate change episode. So I think this is going to be another one that I dip into when there's a topic that I am really interested in because I really liked the chat. I really liked that they were actually delving into the information and the guts of it in a way that I actually cared about listening to rather than tuning out to. Plus having a beatboxer do his thing and then have them go, that was just one person, makes you go, wow.
Joel Turner and the Modern Day Poets.
Yeah, no.
Don't remember them?
I remember Joel Turner, but I didn't know that there was a... Joel Turner, was it? What was he on, Australia's
Got
Talent or something?
He was like an Australian Idol beatboxer or something.
Was he on Idol or Talent? I think it was Got Talent.
I don't watch these shows.
Anyway.
I'm too busy listening to podcasts.
He had his 5 minutes of fame and then disappeared.
So that's three all positive reviews this
good
week.
Yeah,
good week.
Good week.
Solid. Solid as a rock.
Are you going to wrap this up or?
Yeah, I'll totally wrap it up. You can find us in a number of places, can't you guys? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
That's a number.
Yep. That's not canon.com.
Forward slash
castology.
Castology?
Castology.
Well, why don't you just go to the main website and look at all the other podcasts there? We're at the top though.
Because
we're close to the top.
Because they might want to submit a podcast and go straight to it and not have to clickety-click all over the place.
Well.
So that's what else you can do. You can submit podcasts that you want us to listen to.
And it's always a good idea to leave a review in the form of a podcast that you'd like to submit.
Yeah.
Because then you're killing two birds with one stone.
Do it. Rate us 5 stars. Just literally write the name of a podcast that you'd like
us
to review.
Rate us whatever you think we're worth,
nope,
I say.
Nope, 5 stars.
I think we're worth 5 stars.
We're totally worth 5 stars.
I don't know.
Come on. There are thousands upon thousands of you that subscribe to us.
Thousands.
Thousands upon
there
thousands.
There are dozens of us.
Please.
Dozens.
Rate, review, and subscribe. If even one in five did it, we would have a whole shit ton of reviews. So pretty pleased.
That is very true. Also, if you just like podcasts, you can submit it. It doesn't have to be your podcast.
Yeah, fan submission. Yeah. If you go, hey, I heard this podcast that I think is amazing.
Yeah, especially like a sapling. You know, if you've got a really good
and you've
sapling.
Jumped on it before it's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is how we get it cool. Unless you want it to maintain its hipster status so you can be a hipster. Otherwise, tell people about it. Tell
we
us
are
about
the cool
it so
makers.
We can tell a lot of people.
Yes, we are the tastemakers.
Because there are important podcasts that need to be shared.
Yes.
Congressional Dish.
In sickness and in health.
All right. I think that'll do us. I've been Patrick Shearer.
I am still Liz Best.
And I will continue to be Zane C. Weber.
Ooh.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Morgan Phillips and I'm a human.
And I'm Isabella Vallette and I'm also a human. But I was raised by fairies. And now I'm taking my human friend Morgan in to meet all of the mythological creatures that I know.
Every Sunday we meet a new mythological creature and interview them about their life in a modern day context.
Such as?
The Night King from Game of Thrones.
Funicula, the friendly vampire brother of Dracula.
We've met the Loch Ness Monster.
Santa.
The Volpertinger.
The Devil.
And a mermaid.
And many more.
We release all our interviews as a podcast called Off of the Fairies, where we interview a new mythological creature every week living in a modern day world.
Come join us.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.